Welcome back to In Depth with Francis Rose on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM and federalnewsradio.com. The House and Senate Appropriations Committee may not be able to release today the 2015 omnibus spending bill that they expected to release. Policy writers might be delaying the chance for passage of that, if not killing it altogether. David Hawkins is senior editor at Roll Call and writes the Hawkins Here blog, and he is gauging the chances that Congress will get that omnibus bill passed before the continuing resolution runs out Thursday night. We're already back on the countdown clock here, David, where it's just... we don't know what's going to happen, and it's what, 80 some hours from now?
I believe it is 90 hours from now.
All right.
I think if my math, it's not a small enough number that my math's going to be good, but it's fewer than 100 hours.
And so that means that we're once again worrying then about the possibility of some kind of a terrible situation like we've seen in the past, where we get a government shutdown or something like that. And for some reason, my oh, there it is. My horror music didn't play again. But here we go.
Here we go. So it is going to come down to the wire, Francis. It is going to come down to the wire. We thought it was going to be tonight that this bill would be unveiled. They're going to miss that deadline. I think those of us at CQ Roll Call, about 90% sure it's not going to happen tonight. If they don't get it done tonight, then they'll probably take another 23 hours one of the oldest lines in the book is, nothing is done until the whole thing is done.
Yeah.
So every time they delay, if they go past midnight tonight, it's going to take until probably tomorrow night to
right.
get this deal done. That means that's Tuesday night. If the House wants to play by the rules, its own rules, that would mean no vote in the House before Thursday, the 11th, the morning of Thursday, the 11th. The advantage to that is it would put incredible pressure on the Senate to not do what it's designed to do, which is to slow things down and to get it all done by the night of the 11th. I think that's overly optimistic, and so I think with each passing hour here, we're looking at a very short-term CR. Remembering that the 11th is Thursday, that day was picked not out of a hat. It was probably picked by people who wanted to have Friday as an escape valve, and if they couldn't take the Friday escape valve, use the weekend as the escape valve. So they got a couple of escape valves. They've been known to do CRs for as short as 1 or 2 days. They might have to do a couple of those to get this done by the weekend.
And you mentioned that if the House is going to play by its own rules, the beauty of this, and I'm reminded of this periodically by my colleague Mike Causey, is that they can make their own rules. He told me when he was covering the Hill, this is many years ago, but I imagine things haven't changed that much, that there was some deadline, something had to be done by midnight of a particular time, and it was like a minute before midnight. And he said, well, I'm going to go file that this is not going to happen. And one of the other people in the press pool was sitting in the press room with him and said, nope, hold on a minute. And the sergeant at arms or somebody walked out and moved the hands on the clock back 10 minutes.
I have heard that story. Yeah, I think that's an apocryphal but probably true story.
If it's not true, it should be true, and right. It very well could be. But that's the kind of thing that wouldn't seem out of place in a situation like
this.
That's
true. You know, the Republicans themselves in the House imposed this so-called 3-day rule, which is essentially 2 midnights have to happen between when a bill is unveiled and when there can be a vote. That was their way of trying to say, you know, it's been too much. There needs to be more sunshine. There's been too much stuff happening in the dead of night, too many big bills that have been roared through the process without anybody even having a chance to look at them, blah, blah, blah. But then when it comes down to crunch time, they will often waive their own rules in, you know, when it's convenient or in their view, essential.
Mm-hmm.
So if they do that, their gamble is that they could maybe do that this week, tick off a bunch of the conservative Republicans who are sort of the sunshine, the most ardent fans of sunshine in a situation like this. But their gamble is those conservative Republicans are ticked off at this bill anyway,
right,
and are going to vote no because they're annoyed that the Republican leadership isn't going to really slap the president hard for his amnesty freeze.
Yeah, it certainly appears that it would be willing to, or it would be logical to be willing to say, well, we're going to lose those people anyway. And you know what? This may be splitting hairs, but given the situation that we're in right now, this wouldn't surprise me either. If you want to really take that 2 midnights rule technically, they could drop the bill as late as 11:59 tomorrow night,
mm-hmm.
and still have a vote on it 12:01 Wednesday morning and send it to the Senate or excuse me, Thursday morning,
right,
and still send it to the Senate that they could vote on a Thursday.
That's true, and they could just take till, you know, early after. I mean, whether they pass it in the middle of the night Thursday morning or at, you know, in the middle of the afternoon Thursday afternoon, the effect on the Senate is the same, which is to say that you can't mount a filibuster and start their own magical 30-hour clock ticking and, you know, demand all this time to debate things. And so it essentially forces the Senate's hand, whether it's early Thursday morning or early Thursday afternoon. And so if the Senate's going to say no to that, they'll probably say no either way. And then we'll be talking about a 1 or 2 day continuing resolution. And then, as you and I mentioned right before we came on the air, the NDAA, the Defense Authorization Bill, as we understand it, is waiting in the queue behind the omnibus.
Oh, dear.
So Carl Levin actually came out and told some of my colleagues a few minutes ago that he's planning on having to be around until Saturday to get that bill done.
So that means the Friday get out of town, it's adjournment this time, right?
Because it was back,
the 113th.
They were talking happily, you know, a few days ago about it actually being the night of the 11th. Now I think
that ain't going to happen.
That ain't going to happen. Now for those who are worrying that this is going to all quickly unravel and that we're going to, you know, this is all going to be up in the air until Christmas Eve and it's going to be another year in Congress like we had with the fiscal cliff 2 years ago or with health care getting voted on Christmas Eve, I don't think any of that's going to happen. I think that all the body language that you read up on the Hill is they are ready to get this over with. It might take them a couple extra days, but the hostage takers on the confrontational conservative right do not have the power they once had. They will bellyache about not getting some of the conservative policy riders that they want in return for keeping the government open, but probably they will get enough conservative policy riders that enough conservatives will vote for this that it'll all pass. It just might take a little longer.
All right,
I wouldn't worry about a shutdown. I really wouldn't.
I'm going to play this one more time then so I can retire it for now at least, because we don't have to worry about this horror happening. The good
birds, chirping birds. You need a recording of chirping birds, sweetness and light.
Wow, and very light, airy, like jazz music.
Or Christmas. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
It is, or the holidays.
Yeah, the holidays. Happy holidays.
And that's the silver lining that I see here. Nobody's talking about if there's a shutdown. Everybody's talking about what are the mechanics going to look like leading up to midnight December 11th. And I have heard others reporting, some of your colleagues also talking about this idea of a 24 or 48 or 72-hour
right,
continuing resolution to get this done. But it's all mechanical about how it will happen, not if it's going to happen. And I guess I take that as a positive.
I think that's true. I think that's true. I think it also could get worse before it gets better. In other words, I think as you and I talk on Monday night, we're just getting into what I would call, this is what's going to happen in the next day is a version of the high school romantic piece of the timetable called the breakup to makeup period, right? Both sides in the date are going to have to hold out for something ridiculous, and then they're going to break up, and they're going to shout at each other for a few hours, and then they'll get back together again.
So if we get to like mid-afternoon tomorrow and it sounds like it's the end of the world, we shouldn't panic.
No, if it gets to be Wednesday night and they still don't have a bill, then it might be panic time.
Then it's panic time. All right. And the part of this that's a little scary to me is your colleague Matt Fuller writing this afternoon. One senior Republican aide said the playing field of questions is much larger than we previously realized. That's the deal about why this bill is delayed
right.
This afternoon.
That was a great quote.
What the heck does that mean?
Well, what that means is it's that same cliche I used a few minutes ago, which is that nothing is settled until everything is settled. So the longer they go without a deal, the more they have people lining up to say, what about my special thing? What about my rider? What about my special argument? You know, pick me. And they have to bat a lot of these guys down with a stick and say, shut up, you're not going to get what you want. You know, shut up and vote for this anyway. And most of them will.
All right. And the issue with the CR part for the Homeland Security Department that would only fund them till February or March, that doesn't appear to be a deal killer on the Democratic side?
No. I think a deal killer.
They don't like it, but.
They don't like it. I think in the end, this is going to pass with. The overwhelming percentage of yes votes for this bill on both sides are going to come from the Republicans. They are hoping that some Democrats on the Appropriations Committees on both sides vote yes anyway, but it's going to be mostly a Republican left.
Senate also?
Senate will be a little bit more 50-50, closer to 50-50.